Teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam, the magnificent teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The beloved and blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated regarding the virtues of reciting durood in his court, and he says, whoever recites durood upon me on Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Inshallah, in today's episode, we will discuss the rights of neighbors. Our neighbors, they have rights upon us, inshallah. Sayyidina Milhan Ta'i, rahimahullah, has narrated, talking about the event of generosity of Hatim Ta'i, a famous generous man of Arabia. And his wife said, once famine struck the whole country, land did not produce anything green, and nor did rain fall throughout the whole year. Camels would roam in search of water the whole day, but would not get a single drop of water. Every living being was hungry and thirsty. One day, it was very cold and we did not have a single morsel to eat. Our children, Abdullah, Adi, and one daughter by the name of Sifana, they were very, very hungry. Ultimately, feeling tired, two of those children fell asleep. We put them on a mat and started diverting the third one's attention, and he also fell asleep. Hatim Ta'i said, I don't know why I am unable to sleep today. He then started walking to and fro. Suddenly, he heard the footfalls of some people outside. In a loud voice, Hatim Ta'i said, who is it? But no one replied. I went outside, saw the situation, and then came back and told Hatim Ta'i, outside there is so and so neighbor of yours. She didn't find anyone but you in this hard time to seek refuge. She has come to you with her starving children. They are crying with hunger as the babies of animals do. Having heard this, Hatim Ta'i said, hurry up, bring her to me. I said, our own children are starving. We have nothing to give them. So how can we help the poor female neighbor and her children in this state? Hatim Ta'i said, keep quiet. Allah Azza wa Jal will definitely fill the stomach of you and all of them. Hurry up. Go and bring in the sad mother immediately. I brought her in. The poor woman was crying, and she was carrying two children in her lap, and four were clung to her and following her. Hatim Ta'i said to them to sit in the room and set the fire after slaughtering his nice animal. When the flame started leaping, he took a knife and started skinning the animal. Passing the knife to the woman, he said, eat and also feed your children, and then told me, you also eat and wake up our children so that they can also satisfy their hunger. SubhanAllah. Our female neighbor was eating meat bit by bit. Sensing her hesitation, Hatim Ta'i said, how awful is it that being our guest, you are eating little bit at a time. Having said this, he started walking to and fro near us. We all were busy eating and Hatim Ta'i was looking towards us. We were satiated and satisfied. But Hatim Tai did not eat a single piece of meat, though he was hungrier than all of us. In the morning, there was nothing left on the floor except bones and hooves. This story, beautiful story, is mentioned in Uyun al-Hikayat, dear viewers of Madani channel. This parable contains many Madani pearls of advice. For example, people in the past had great sympathy and feeling for their neighbors. Hatim Tai, who was considered to be a very famous man for his generosity in the era of ignorance, meaning prior to the arrival of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was especially very kind to his neighbors. He was a great well-wisher and helper of needy neighbors. If someone in his neighborhood suffered from trouble, he could not sleep and became restless. From the above mentioned parable, it has been understood that giving good treatment to neighbors has been the practice since the ancient era. Islam has given more importance to the rights of neighbors, or those who wanted to sacrifice for Islam and obey the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal and have deep devotion towards Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, set great and matchless example of fulfilling the rights of neighbors and extend good treatment to them through your sayings and character. For persuasion, let us listen to a faith-refreshing parable consisting of good treatment given to neighbors and attain Madani pearls of advice. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Raja'a, he has stated that in Kufa, a cobbler used to live in the neighborhood of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala. He used to take fish or meat of animals, and at night after working the whole day, and then he used to eat the meat or the fish that he used to carry after roasting it on fire. Afterwards, he would drink wine and liquor and then be intoxicated. He used to make so much noise in the state of intoxication, it would continue late till night until he would fall asleep. The great spiritual leader of millions of Hanafis and Muslims, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, used to get disturbed a lot by this noise, but he used to remain occupied with Salah the whole night. One night, he did not hear the voice of the cobbler, the one who was his neighbor. In the morning, he rahimahullah asked about him. So he was informed that the cobbler had been arrested by policemen last night and he is in prison. Sayyidina Imam Azam offered his Fajr Salah and reached the Khalifa at the time and asked someone to inform the Khalifa of his arrival. The Khalifa ordered the soldiers to bring him to the royal floor with immense respect, and after holding the rein of his horse without dismounting him, they brought him in with great respect and reverence. The soldiers did the same and they followed the command of the Khalifa. The Khalifa humbly asked, "What can I do for you?" He, rahimahullah, the Imam replied, "One of my neighbors who is a cobbler was arrested by the soldiers last night. Issue an order to release him." The Khalifa issued the order to release the cobbler immediately and to release all prisoners who were arrested on that day, subhanallah. Therefore, all of them were released. Sayyidina Imam Azam rahimahullah then mounted his ride and left. The neighbor started following him. So Imam Azam Abu Hanifa asked him, "Oh young man, did I cause any trouble to you?" He humbly replied, "No, but rather you have helped me and made intercession on my behalf. May Allah Azza wa Jal bestow better reward upon you for this act, because you have taken care of the respect of your neighbor and fulfilled his right." Thereafter, that neighbor, that person repented of all his sins and refrained from sinning. Subhanallah, this is the true character of the Imam of Muslimin, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah. And this is how we are inspired by our pious predecessors as to how we should treat our neighbors with kindness and care. And this incident was mentioned in Manaqib Imam Azam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it has been understood that if someone faces a trouble due to his neighbor, he should remain patient as Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah did in the parable that we just learned about. And then instead of quarreling with him or fighting or taking disciplinary actions against him or harming him in any way, because by a virtue of the blessings of being patient upon the troubles caused by the neighbor, a person becomes the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. This is the virtue of having patience upon the trouble that approaches us from our neighbor. The Prophet of Rahmah, the owner of Jannah, the intercessor of the Ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated in his Mubarak Hadith that the people Allah Azza wa Jal loves also include the one whose bad neighbors hurt him, and he remains patient upon the acts of his hurting until Allah Azza wa Jal saves him from his neighbor's infliction through his life or death. Allahu Akbar, this is the reward Allah Azza wa Jal places, and they are the beloved people of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, this hadith is mentioned in Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad ibn Muhammad Al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala has said that, remember, it is not only the right of a neighbor that one should avoid troubling him, but rather he should also tolerate the troubles caused by his neighbor. Subhanallah, just appreciate the difference, that how great of a virtue it is that the Imam al-Muslimin, Shaykh al-Islam, Imam Muhammad ibn Muhammad al-Ghazali, rahimahullah ta'ala, gives this word of advice. And this is mentioned in Ihya Ulumuddin. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we should also treat our neighbors well. If our neighbor suffers from a trouble, such as his child is lost, or death occurs in his house, or a robbery takes place at his place, his house or the roof of his house collapses, or the wall of his house collapses, any mishap, or if his house catches on fire, or if he faces problems with electricity, shortage of water supply, there's somebody sick in the house, or people in that house, in the neighbor's house, are unemployed, or they are going through a difficult time, and they are having fights and cases that are being charged against them. So we should immediately try to resolve these problems according to our ability, as far as our ability is. Treating neighbors well is such a virtuous deed which Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran in the verse 36 of Surah An-Nisa. Let us listen to the Mubarak command of Allah Azza wa Jal. And worship Allah and associate none with Him, and be good to parents and to relatives and to orphans and to needy and to the near neighbor and to the distant neighbor and to the close companion and to the traveler and to your male and female slaves. Indeed, Allah does not like the arrogant, the boastful. Regarding this blessed ayah, it is stated in Tafsirat Ahmadiyya of Mullah Ahmad Jeevan rahimahullah ta'ala, where he writes that close neighbor in this verse refers to his house that is attached to the house, meaning the neighbor's house that is attached to your house. This is the meaning of near neighbor, close neighbor. And then a distant neighbor means He lives in the neighborhood, but his house is not attached to yours. Oh, the one who is your neighbor as well as your relative is close neighbor. And the one who is only your neighbor but not your relative is a distant neighbor. And the one who is your neighbor as well as a Muslim is a close neighbor. And the one who is only your neighbor but not a Muslim, he is a distant neighbor. And this is mentioned in Tafsirati Ahmadiyya, in the Tafsir of Surah An-Nisa. The viewers of Madani channel, have you noticed Islam is such a beautiful religion which not only instructs us of doing good to parents and relatives, but also teaches us how to treat close and distant neighbors. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, not only in the Holy Quran, but also in the blessed hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have been given the mindset of giving importance and good treatment to neighbors and fulfilling their rights. Let's listen to a very beautiful hadith in this regard and try to memorize the Madani pearls from it. The beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that, do you know what the right of a neighbor is? He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said, when he asks you for help, help him. And when he asks for a loan, give him a loan. And when he is needy, give him. And when he is ill, visit him to inquire about his health. And when he receives goodness, congratulate him. And when he is in trouble, help him. And when he dies, attend his funeral. And do not make your building higher without his permission, that may disrupt the airflow and ventilation to his house. And do not hurt him with your food, but give him something from it. And if you buy dry fruit, also present him some of it. And if you do not want to present him, then bring it to your home secretly. And your children should not go out with it, because it may grieve the children of your neighbor. Do you know what the right of a neighbor is? By the one in whose power my life is, there are few who completely fulfill the rights of their neighbors. They are those who have blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. The beloved Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam constantly advised on neighbors to the extent that people thought that he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would make their neighbor their heirs. He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said, there are three types of neighbors. Some have three rights, some have two, and some have one right. The neighbor who is a Muslim and your relative has three rights: the right of being your neighbor, the right of Islam, and the right of relative. The Muslim neighbor has two rights: the right of neighborhood and the right of Islam. And the neighbor who is not a believer, who is not a Muslim, he also has at least one right: the right of being your neighbor. Subhanallah, this hadith is mentioned in Shu'abul Iman, the viewers of Madani channel. From the above mentioned blessed hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, very wise person can understand that how beautiful are the Islamic teachings about fulfilling the rights of neighbors, satisfying their needs, visiting them to inquire about their health, making them happy, treating them well, and protecting them from troubles. If today the Muslims make these beautiful teachings of Islam a part and parcel of their life and act upon them, this day is not far when true Madani revolution will take place and our society will become a peaceful place. But alas, we are getting away from the era of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are becoming heedless in fulfilling the rights of our neighbors along with other matters. After spending many years in one street of neighborhood, We are so heedless of the recognition, presence and the right of our neighbor that if someone comes to meet his relative and asks us about his relative who lives in the same street or neighborhood, we do not know about him because we do not know at all who lives in our neighborhood anymore. What his name is and what he does, we have become so heedless. There is a death in the neighborhood or someone is ill or our neighbor faces some troubles. We do not even go to inquire about his health or to console him upon the death in the family. Of course, if we have to get our work done by wealthy people, employers, officers, ministers, people having good jobs, specific friends, relatives or neighbors, we will go to them on the occasions of joy and sorrow, both. Or we invite them to our functions or parties, but unfortunately we do not invite our poor neighbors, and nor do we establish ties with our poor neighbors. We think that these things are against our reputation if we make friends with poor people that are below us in their earning or having similar thoughts. Some people are so insensitive that they do not ask about their brothers and sisters living in the same house who are hungry and thirsty, suffering from disease or any tension. Even they do not ask their parents. So just imagine, how can such a person take care of his neighbors and fulfill their rights? The importance of the rights of neighbors can be judged by the fact that many pious predecessors not only fulfilled the rights of neighbors themselves, but they also encouraged others to do so. Talking about the rights of neighbors, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that one should lead in saying salam to his neighbors. And then he says, one should not have long conversations with them. One should not ask too many questions about his circumstances. One should inquire about their health when they are ill. One should console them when they are in difficulty. One should help them in their difficult times. One should congratulate them in their joyous moments. One should participate in their joyous occasions. One should forgive their mistakes. One should not peep into their homes from the top of his roof. This is very rude. One should not trouble them by putting a roof beam on their wall, or by draining water into their roof drain, or by putting dust, etc., into their yard. And one should not fix his gaze on whatever they carry to their home. And if he becomes aware of their faults, one should hide them. One should immediately help them if they meet with an accident. One should not show negligence in safeguarding the house of their neighbors in their absence. One should not listen to anything against them. One should lower their gaze before their women. One should speak softly to their children, and if they need guidance in the worldly or religious matters, he should guide them accordingly. And this advice was given in the world famous renowned book of Imam Al-Ghazali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, The Revival of Religious Sciences, Ihya Ulum al-Din. Alhamdulillah. Sayyidina Malik ibn Dinar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he once rented a house, and that house was just adjacent to the house, you know, of a non-Muslim. The non-Muslim, due to his enmity and malice, used to throw dirty water and filth in the blessed house of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiallahu anhu through a roof drain. But Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiallahu anhu, he remained patient. He showed a lot of patience. And then one day, that person himself came to Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahimahullah and humbly asked, Don't you have any problem with the fog that passes through my roof drain? Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar replied gently, whatever filth enters my house through the roof drain, I simply sweep it out. The non-Muslim humbly asked, don't you get angry despite so much trouble? Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar replied, I do, but I suppress it because Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, and who restrain anger, and who pardon men, and virtuous people are dear to Allah. Subhanallah, this is the verse number 134 of Surah Ali Imran. Having heard this reply, the non-Muslim embraced Islam. Subhanallah, this is the beauty of showing kindness and adopting the Sunnah of Rasulullah and following into the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this incident is mentioned in Tazkiratul Awliya. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Once a non-Muslim neighbor of Sayyidina Bayazid Bustami radiallahu ta'ala went on a journey, leaving his wife and children at home. His child used to cry at night. He radiallahu an asked his wife, why does the child cry? She replied, there is no lamp at home and the child is afraid of darkness. Since that day, Sayyidina Bayazid Bustami radiallahu anhu used to fill up the lamp with oil, and after lighting it, he used to send it to his home, to the neighbor's home. When the non-Muslim neighbor came back from the journey, his wife related him the incident, what had transpired. The non-Muslim said, the house in which the lamp of Bayazid has entered, why should there be any darkness? And they all embraced Islam. Subhanallah, this incident is mentioned in Mir'atul Manajih, Sharh Mishkatul Masabih. This is the virtue of being good and showing kindness to our neighbors. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the divine opportunity and tawfiq to practice upon these parables and these commandments of Quran and Sunnah, and inshallah, and following into the footsteps of our pious predecessors, they treated their neighbors. Inshallah, we should also follow into their footsteps and be inspired by their actions and adopt their lifestyle into ours, inshallah, and this could become a means for salvation in the akhirah. Let us end with this pledge that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam, the magnificent teachings of Islam. Teachings of Islam.